God's attributes, sources of unceasing flow of blessings. When God tells us we should grow up to the level of charity, you are now going to grow from faith to virtue, to knowledge, to temperance, to patience, to brotherly kindness. You are going to grow up till charity. When you reach that level, you are now flowing on unceasing flow. You are now walking on unceasing flow of blessing. Let your mind, your heart, let your mind be full of God. It is only when your mind is full of God that you take the things of God seriously. It's not the apron of your church that you wear that will identify you as a child of God. Yes. There are things that when they see you, there will be evidence. From seeing you, evidence. There is a life of contentment that you have. I'm not talking of super wealth. I'm talking of contentment. That your needs are supplied appropriately. That the evidence that you dwell in God and God in you is not the vision that you see. It's not the miracle, signs, and wonder that take place when you are ministering. Pastor Moses, it's not the healing and deliverance. The evidence that you dwell in God, number one evidence, is love. If it is what you sow that you will reap, as a general law, then it is what proceeds from everything that proceeds from you to another human being is a seed. Every action from you to another fellow human being is a seed. And every seed that you plant, there is a harvest. Sources of unceasing flow of blessings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when God tells us we should grow up to the level of charity, you are now going to grow from faith, to virtue, to knowledge, to temperance, to patience, to brotherly kindness. You are going to grow up till charity. When you reach that level, you are now flowing on unceasing flow. You are now walking on unceasing flow of blessing. Charity. You know why? Hallelujah. Amen. So that you will know. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now listen here. It must not be mechanical. If it is mechanical, you will be tired. That is why it is not, it is higher than brotherly kindness. It is more than brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, it is because I am related to you. It's because you are my brother. That's why I'm doing it. It's because we attend the same church. That's why we are doing it. It's because you are from my village. That's why I'm doing it. It's because we speak the same language. That's why I'm doing it. That is brotherly kindness. You are to grow from brotherly kindness to God's kind of love, charity. Whether I know you or not, in fact, whatever I do to you is not dependent upon who you are, where you come from, or what I will get from you. It goes beyond that. When you have that, then you will understand. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You will understand why the greatest commandment, Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and verse 28, 26, 25. Let's read it from verse 25 to 28. Luke chapter 10. And behold, listen, this was Jesus himself speaking. A certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Let me read that again. Hey. This is Jesus Christ saying, what will I do to inherit abundant life? That is what it means. Abundant life. What will I do to live a life of unceasing flow of blessing? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all, not some, all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. That means, number one, let your mind be full of God. Let your mind, your heart, let your mind be full of God. It is only when your mind is full of God that you take the things of God seriously. That's what he's saying. Because love is not with mouth. Oh, do you understand? Oh, don't be deceived. Anybody telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you. No. Don't even be taken away by you did something to someone. You say, oh, thank you. Hey, sister, thank you. I need that. Kneel down. Thank you. Stand up, Joe. That's not evidence that you are grateful. The evidence that you are grateful, hallelujah, is not that momentous reaction when you receive something. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say, I have a cousin. He's an unbeliever. I can't, because the day he spoke this to me, everything we learn, you know, we spiritualize a lot of things we hear. It's in Europe. When he got to Europe, through all the corner they reached there, he said that no documents, and they were seriously haunting them. That woman was the one that helped him, hid him from the police. They were looking for him in particular because they said there's one black man that came to this neighborhood. When they were coming, he jumped through the window and ran to her father's farm. He said he stayed in that farm house for 3 months. This woman will come in the morning, bring food for him, come in the afternoon, bring food, come in the evening, bring food for him. After 3 months, he came back. Eventually, as time went on, he married that woman. That woman, Ebele, is twice his age. Will that be under statement? Because she knows who I'm referring to.
She's actually old enough to be his mother.
More than old enough to be his mother. When you see the two of them going, you believe this is her last child. And they have been together now for so many years. I don't know how many years now. Do you remember how many years?
20 years. More than 20 years.
More than 20 years that they got married. They don't have a child. They don't have a child. And I was in Austria, where they are. And I went to him. I said, I said, you've been with this woman for so long. No child, nothing. Praise the Lord. This thing I'm saying, I say it's instructive. It's instructive. This is an unbeliever. The woman herself has told him, go to Africa and get a wife. He refused. When I asked him, in the presence of my wife, I said, come. How are you able to cope? No child, nothing, nothing. He told me, he said all his friends, including his family people, they have spoken. He said, this woman, when I needed her, she stood by me. He said, anything to make her happy, to show my appreciation, say, I will do it. He said, I am giving back to her what she did for me. He said, this woman risked going to prison because of me. This woman was suffering every day, coming to the farm, kept me. He's doing very well now. He's doing very, very well, very well. He's doing very well. He has asked me, bring your family and come and spend holiday. I will send ticket for all of you to come. He keeps stopping me to come over. He's doing very well. The woman too, I think she has retired now because of old age. She's not working again. And he said, now, this is an unbeliever. This is why I say, he said, we love him, God, because he first loved us. Some of you love God. The love will last for as long as what you are looking for, he has given you. If he doesn't give you, that's all. Wahala starts. You even give him condition. You give him ultimatum. If by December this year, you don't answer this my prayer, Father, and they go. Oh, glory be to God. He says, you are to love him with the whole of your mind, the whole of your heart, the whole of your strength. With all thy strength and with all thy mind. And the second one, and thy neighbor. You are to love your neighbor as yourself. As yourself. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would, you desire that men should do to you, do you even so to them. What did he say? For this is the law and the prophets. This is the whole principle in the Bible. That is what he's telling you. If you don't want people to gossip you, don't gossip people. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Have you seen this type of character before? You see this type of character? I have seen them. Somebody, you are the one feeding the person. You are the one taking care of him or taking care of her. Maybe the person expects more than you are doing. Before you there, mommy. And I said, and they come up for your house, they go out. Don't mind that woman, very stingy. Don't mind that woman, very stingy. Now let me tell you, the truth is this. Amen. The day that woman gets to know what you are saying, that flow, you stopped it by yourself. No fasting, no mountain can return it. And that's what many people are suffering from. And the unfortunate thing, or the fortunate thing, it's fortunate, is that you will meet a prophet. He will never see that the fault is from you. It is an uncle somewhere. That's why I say, I don't know whether it's fortunate or unfortunate. That was the reason why I preached that message during the COVID-19 period, lockdown, the Christian retreat. A certain pattern of life is going on. Despite all your fasting, despite all your prayer, stop, go back and take a look at your life again. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is only that, oh, praise the Lord. It's only under charity that Luke chapter 6 verse 30 can be applied. Give to every man that asketh of thee. Now, so you see now, it didn't say every brother, every sister. It said every man, whether he's an unbeliever or a believer, anything, everyone that asketh of thee, give. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. That is, stop unnecessary fight. And in verse 38, this almighty scripture, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. See the measure now. Good measure. In the time of famine, Isaac sowed in the land during famine and he reaped hundredfold. In Nigeria now, there is a famine. All the politicians have stolen all the money this country has. Amen. Sometimes I ask God, why did you make me a Nigerian? What? Thank God. They call it heaven. I call it home. Some say I am dreaming. I say, let me dream on. Some call it paradise. Somewhere beyond the sky. That's all they know. Some call it heaven. But I call it home. This wall is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. No angels back on me. No heavens open door. And I can't feel at home in this world. Was no hope of going to heaven and all the borders are closed. I cannot run to even Cotonou. Wallahi, I will kill myself rather than remain a Nigerian. If you allow me to say this, see, end SARS. Whatever SARS we are doing is a product of corruption. It's corruption. The person that you gave a gun to protect you from the same source, national source, federation resources that is supposed to be shared by everybody. One man every month takes 30 something million, and the person that you say should watch over him is paid 20,000 naira in a month. Okay now. You gave him gun. You have turned him to an armed robber. Man must survive. It's what you have, you use to get what you want. I have no respect for any activist in Nigeria. I have no single, there is no activist in Nigeria. Because they know this robbery that is going on in Abuja. That is going on in every state house of assembly. Sat down and gave a governor retirement benefit after working for 8 years. Millions of naira. One person, another person that worked for 35 years. When he is going, you give him 1 million naira. And before he get the 1 million naira, he don't suffer 10 years, they wait for him. You said this country is normal. Something is wrong in this country. And somebody is saying he's a human rights lawyer. You are no human rights lawyer, anything. End SARS. You are not tackling the root of the problem. SARS is not the problem of Nigeria. The problem of this country are our leaders, our rulers. None of them, all of them are thieves and robbers. And God will judge all of them. Judge all of them one by one. Thank God I'm not a Nigerian. For there's a country far beyond the starry sky.
There's a city where the devil once arrives. In your faith, who will show the Lord and my God? It's a city where the light is the light. Oh. It's a city where the light is the light.
All of them in the House of Assembly and the Senate, there are committees for police. They approve budget for police in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. Chairman, police committee. Go and see how policemen live. You will cry. My dog lives more comfortable than the average policeman in a police barrack. You are telling people to fight criminals and they are living with the criminals. No barrack for them. How can they fight effectively? When you expose them to such danger, they are not living in the barrack. The criminals they are fighting, they are living with them. And you said they should fight the criminals. Who are their neighbors? Which country do you see that ever happen? Only in Nigeria. And billions have voted for the police. So it is not SARS. You are saying SARS. SARS is not the problem. Corruption. You, even you, doing SARS. If they give you police uniform and give you gun, you will do worse than them to survive. Don't do worse than them to survive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some of you don't know what some of us know. If you know the level of corruption that is going on in this country, you will. All this one that is going on, they are doing testing. They are still sitting in their comfort zone. They don't know what is coming ahead for them. Wait first. All of them, they don't know what is, but they don't care because many of them have double passports. If it have a firm, they use the other passport and run to America, run to England. All their children are there. They have nothing. Go and see public schools. And billions are I voted for it. And you say we have activists. Which activists? Church, I'm talking to Christians. Can I tell you something? Listen very well. I am not a politician. Amen. I am a preacher. Hallelujah. He told us to comfort one another by his word. Listen, if you ever, anybody give you prophecy that things will be better in Nigeria, is deceiving you. If it gets better, it will be a miracle. Because since I was born, and democracy started 2 years after I was born, and from 1960 until now, every subsequent government that comes, the country has never gotten better than the previous one. The next government will be worse than this one. Or because it is the same people circulating among themselves. Where you say APC, PDP, not the same. It's the same people. That's why they rejected the independent candidacy for election. Because they know if you will feature as an independent person, they know these corrupt people, they are gone. You must belong to a party. You must belong to a party. And they are the people in charge of that party. They old, until they die there. Give us chance. Let younger people come in. They don't agree. They will stay there. Oh, we don't, you say cause you don't follow this country? It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Corruption is even worse in the church. Are they not, you know, in association with them? The greatest ambition of an average Pentecostal pastor is to be seen snapping picture with Buhari. It's an achievement. It's an achievement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. During one of the elections, I will not call names because I may be misunderstood. And some of you who were around in my office, one of those people from the presidency came and said, I should follow her to see the president. I know your type. I said, to do what? To pray for the president. I said, he has received enough prayers. She knelt down in my office, begged me. I said, you want me to deceive you? You are used to going to people because you are going to see the president. They will run and follow. I said, me, at the vex for Nigeria. I am praying for Nigeria. They said, I should come and pray for him. I said, leave him. He already has all these prayer contractors who are bishops and archbishops who go to him to bless him. I am ordinary pastor. If I go, he will think I have come to collect offering. He said, no, he has told the president who I am. I said, I am not going. Must I go before I pray for the president? I will pray for him in my house. Assure him I will pray for him. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Amen. Unless you catch this, you won't know where your hope lies. Your hope is not in anything in this country. Now, it has gone beyond Nigeria. It is now worldwide. All the foundations of the earth are crumbled. Economy crumbled. Everything, everything. One small virus, you see what it has reduced us to. Before the world economy will pick up from what happened between January and now, it's going to take some serious number of years. What do we do? Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening, the sign that the prophets foretold, the Gentile is no man with harrows and eternity soon will unfold.
Hallelujah.
On the day of redemption is there.
There's hope.
We feel it. You will hear the angels singing, "He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. With joy, we are coming sweetheart.
Remain small.